free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's August the 24th, it's Tuesday, August the 25th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and today we see that the rise against the lockdown has begun. And I've got some very important news here. This is happening, it's a small movement, but it's the beginning. Finally, after 162 days, finally it is starting. And so we have citizens in Idaho. We have citizens in Utah. We have some legislators in Ohio. And I think the most interesting thing about this is these people are pushing back against Republican governor tyrants. You hear that, Abbott? You hear that, you big pharmaceutical whore? Just like Rick Perry. I tell you what, I've got information here about the six or seven states that did not lock down. Guess where they had the fewest deaths? Guess where they had the most deaths? The place where they locked down the hardest. The place where they had the fewest deaths were where they had no statewide lockdowns at all. You hear that, Abbott? You hear that? And so you've got the governor in Ohio, DeWine, the Republican, probably will have a speaking spot at the RNC convention, I'm sure, because he's done a good job of what President Fauci and his puppet Trump want. So I'm sure he will have a nice speaking position there because he wants to keep it locked down, continue the state of emergency so he can get that government check. And that's what we saw in the RNC convention yesterday. Oh, well, you know, those Democrats, they don't want to get you the check. We want to get you the check. We want to get you more money than the Democrats do, and on and on and on. Like I tweeted out today, I said, RNC, it rhymes with DNC. And so the help isn't going to come from these people preening on television. People like Nikki Haley. She tried to get us involved in a deeper war. I'm surprised that she's not part of the 60 or 70 people who were pushing against President Trump. The military-industrial complex, typically they're on the other side. She's running counter to everybody else. She's very smart, very dangerous person, Nikki Haley. She pushed those lies with Theresa May. But today we're going to take a look at the rise of the revolution to take back our country. It's going to be grassroots or it's going to be nothing, folks. And these people massed at the Iowa State Legislature. I've got a great quote, great speech from a guy who was retired military, retired prison officer. He knows what a prison looks like. And he talked to these people. So they've got a law that they, and I'll tell you what they were pushing back against. That Republican governor, Brad Little in Idaho, wanted to give himself legal immunity, wanted to give the health bureaucrats legal immunity, and wanted to extend legal immunity to any businesses that cooperated and did exactly what he and the health bureaucrats wanted. He called a special session. He set up the agenda. He told them what the letter of the law was going to be. This is where we are, folks. This is what the founders of this country fought against. And it's what you're going to fight against unless you want to go into slavery. Into slavery. That's the real slavery. All these people talking about, oh, yeah, we got to rob from you because we think that your ancestors enslaved my ancestors and so forth. You know, I saw a great metaphor here. Woman declared dead, found alive and breathing at a funeral home in Detroit. Have we found America that's been declared dead? Have we seen some of you breathing out there without a face mask, even though the globalists thought they'd killed you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, August the 25th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 162 of America held hostage, and some of the inmates are revolting in Republican states against Republican governors who are acting as tyrants. Not in the Democrat states, interestingly enough. The Democrats in those Democrat states, you know, they've got a majority of the people there don't really want to have freedom, and so they're not going to get it. But people are organizing in several Republican states. I want to begin with what happened in Idaho. And, of course, right there, as part of the push for freedom, was Ammon Bundy again. Good for him. I tell you what, if we had more people like Ammon Bundy, this would be a free country. So what happened in Idaho to get these people going? Well, over the last week, things have been building there. I wasn't aware of it until I got some emails sent to me yesterday as this thing was happening. Yeah, they had broken doors, broken glass doors, as they forced their way into the legislative session. They didn't want them there. And so we got some clips of that. We got a great clip of a man speaking who was retired, both a military and retired prison guard. But let me tell you first what was going on. Republican Governor Brad Little of Idaho had proposed, and this is from idahofreedom.org, the proposal would basically allow the government to do whatever it wants in the event of a disaster or an emergency declared by the governor. And by the way, folks, this is basically the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act that was written by the deep state that pulled off 9/11 a couple of months before 9/11, and they pushed it out to a lot of states. Now, about 33 states went ahead and gave themselves these types of emergency powers. I don't know if Idaho did that, but they didn't do it to the extent that they want to do it. But this is basically what was pushed out 20 years ago with that first false flag. But it's all part of the same plan, as I've said many times. Two false flags, 20 years apart, one plan. One plan. And just remember, three buildings fell down because of two planes into their footprints, okay? And you don't see anything wrong with that, then you're not going to see anything wrong with these statistics or these lies that they're telling you about COVID, or the lies that they're telling you about the masks, or the lies that they're telling you about the vaccines. If you can't see that lie, that seminal lie that began the police state in the 21st century, that began the New World Order in the 21st century, then you're not going to understand the UN Agenda 21 or UN 2030 and how they're accomplishing that either. It's right there for you to see, falling into its footprint, a controlled takedown, three steel skyscrapers falling into their footprint, only two of them hit by a plane. And one of them announced 20 minutes prior to that by the BBC with a building over her shoulder, Building 7, the one that wasn't hit. Oh, it fell down, she said, 20 minutes before it did. Anyway, back to how this is rolling out. This proposal to let the government do whatever it wants in the event of a disaster emergency declared by the governor, public servants, quote unquote, let's just put that in quotes. They didn't put it in quotes, but air quotes. When we talk about public servants, yeah, they're servants in the sense that they are serving you up. Remember that old Twilight Zone episode? To serve man? You know, these benevolent dictators, these high-tech aliens come to Earth. And they say, we're here to serve man. We're here to serve. And eventually, in the short episode, a guy gets on board and he sees the cookbook on how to serve man. They're taking people off. And that's exactly where we are, folks. We are the cattle. We got the ear tags. As Eric Peters pointed out, they're tagging us like cattle. And they're going to consume us and kill us like cattle, too. They're here to serve man, these public servants. Back to Idaho. The proposal says businesses and private individuals would be blessed with immunity from civil lawsuits unless they fail to, quote, make a good faith effort to comply with a statute, a rule, or a lawful order of a government entity in effect at the time. In other words, in the case of the ongoing government mandate surrounding COVID-19, a business could avoid a lawsuit from someone claiming to have been sickened with a coronavirus, but only if it enforces a government's mask mandate or whatever other order the government might dream up in the future. Perhaps the government will require everyone, to receive the forthcoming COVID-19 vaccine. A business would forego protection from lawsuits if it does not comply with the legal requirement that its employees are to get a vaccine. You know, it might not have any legal immunity if it doesn't keep you from shopping for groceries, to buy groceries, if you don't have your immunity passport, your vaccination. You see how this is rolling out? Republicans have been pushing in Washington, all these state places that said, you know, we got to get businesses back open. People are afraid to get open again because they're afraid they're going to get sued. See, Fauci has scared everybody. He's gaslighted everybody, scared them to death. Scared them to death that they're going to die if they go out. So if somebody gets sick, if somebody dies, then these businesses say, well, they're going to sue me because they caught it at my store. Well, that's just ridiculous. And you could give people immunity, but they don't want to do that. And they don't want to pull back the fear. Yeah, that's a good metaphor there. The great and powerful Oz. And so let's pull back the curtain and look at what these Republicans are really doing. They say, well, yeah, we got to get it open, and we got to give these people legal immunity. But Governor Brad Little in Idaho says, well, the only way you're going to get legal immunity is if you do what I say. Simon says, Fauci says, Brad Little says, we're not going to play that game. Not going to play that game. You were not elected dictator. And these public health bureaucrats who are using your authority, and maybe they're using you, or maybe who's using who? I don't care. It is what it is. I don't really care who the man behind the curtain is. I know what's happening. You need to take a look at this and say, forget this, you know, trust the plan BS. What a bunch of BS. Don't trust any plan that you haven't seen. Don't trust any politician who will tell you one thing one day and another thing another day. Don't trust any of these people. As a matter of fact, like Patrick Henry said, regard with suspicion anybody who approaches the precious jewel of liberty. And these people haven't just approached it. They've stolen it 162 days ago. And you should regard them with suspicion, not worship at their feet. Not grovel before this cultic tribe called the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. It's time Republicans wake up, start to think for themselves instead of thinking and acting like a herd of cows. Stop the herd mentality, because you're going to get herd immunity, right, with a vaccine. That's what they want to do to you. It's not going to be any real immunity. That's what they're going to tell you. Anyway, so this is the way they're going to roll this out. The way the bill is written, writes IdahoFreedom.org, it would require adherence to, for example, a lawful order issued by the federal government that in some manner would restrict firearms. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got a firearm emergency. I've talked about this in comparison to what's going on with this. Take a look at what's going on in Chicago and in New York, separate and apart from the burning of Portland and Seattle and Wisconsin and other places that are happening now. Now, you got people being shot. Crime is going sky high in Chicago. Do you think they're going to do a lockdown or a curfew in those neighborhoods where people are getting shot at a much higher rate than anybody's dying from COVID-19 in Chicago and New York? No, no, no. But they could say, well, you know, we got to take the guns. We got to take your guns because, you know, we have a health emergency. They've said it's a health emergency to have firearms. You don't think they're going to take the firearms from you? Because that's the only thing that's going to keep them from shooting you with a vaccine. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking about the rise of the resistance against this lockdown. And we've got some videos from Brian Bauermaster, who was covering this in Idaho. And I want to thank Peter, who emailed me, gave me a heads up on this. So it was captured on Facebook. We're going to show this to you before Facebook takes it down. And Ammon Bundy was there as well. What were they there for? Well, you have the Republican governor, Brad Little, who has decided that he called together a special session of the legislature. He set the agenda. He wrote the legislation. And the legislation would basically give him and public health bureaucrats basically immunity for any damage that's done to people. And it would also give businesses legal immunity in case somebody decided that they'd gotten sick with the coronavirus and it was the business's fault and they wanted to sue them and put them out of business. They would get immunity on condition that they obey all of the rules from Governor Brad Little and the health bureaucrats, but only if they obey that. And so they point out, if you follow this same line of reasoning, they could just tell you, you got to take all the guns, all right? Well, you know, you're going to be sued as a gun retailer or whatever for anybody that gets killed unless you shut this stuff down, that type of thing. It's got a lot of danger in that kind of approach, besides the fact that we've now completely departed from the idea of individual liberty in the Constitution, the fact that we should be able to live our lives, the fact that everybody is locked down. As they point out in this, the mere existence, this is IdahoFreedom.org, the mere existence of a state statute or a quote-unquote lawful order does not make it right. Doesn't make it ethically right. It doesn't make it constitutionally right. And, of course, we've had many examples of this. They mentioned it, a couple of them here that I've talked about over and over again. The Dred Scott decision, you've got to return a slave if he escapes. Or the internment of Japanese Americans. Or, they didn't mention this here, the Trail of Tears, the Cherokees. Right? And the Supreme Court said, it was okay in all those cases. The Supreme Court did reverse themselves in the case of the Cherokee. But they didn't mention the fact that in World War I, we had Woodrow Wilson censor and jail a filmmaker because his film, The Spirit of 1776, didn't line up with the propaganda that Woodrow Wilson wanted to put out there to get us in the war on the side of the British. So we've had the Supreme Court make a lot of very interesting decisions. And that particular decision saying that free speech did not extend to movies, and they held that there for 50 years. We got a similar situation going on right now with social media. Oh, you don't have any free speech there. It's owned by the technocrats who want to push a technocracy, who want to control what people see and hear. They go on to say the Idaho state government will be absolved of any wrongdoing stemming from its own actions. That would be bad enough. That businesses would be coerced to faithfully administer and enforce the government statutes and regulations, even if they're wrong, immoral, inappropriate, is also troubling. And that's the way this is going to be rolled out. You have the New England Journal of Medicine saying, we don't really want to have lawful orders. The preferred way to do this is to suggest this to people. I've got some guidelines and recommendations, but, you know, I'm not making this an order. You don't have to do this. Now, if you do this, I will give you legal immunity for anything that happens to you. Otherwise, you're going to be exposed to lawfare. That's the way this is rolling out. And these tyrants at the New England Journal of Medicine, when they talk about how are we going to enforce mandatory vaccines? We don't want to do that with a law, they said, because then there's going to be a due process challenge. People will fight us in court. No. We want to have the businesses force people to do that. Say that you can't shop, you can't travel, you can't buy food, you can't have a job unless you do what we say, which is to take the vaccine. This is the way this is being rolled out. And let me tell you something, that these two aspects, and Many of you are giving Republican presidents and Republican governors a pass because you bought into that cult. You bought into that partisan thinking. Well, they can't be bad. They're going to protect us. And by the way, the Democrats are even worse. Yeah, neither one of them are going to protect you. And what is more dangerous? Somebody stabbing you in the back? Somebody using the glove, you know, the invisible hand to get the corporations to do their will so that you don't know it's coming from them? Or they play this passive-aggressive game. I didn't order you to do that. The governor ordered. The president didn't do that. He just put out the guidelines and recommendations of Fauci. And then we had the press pressure, you know, these weak-kneed governors, Republican governors, to do whatever they said to do. And they complied for the most part. It's not President Trump pushing this. It's not even Dr. Fauci, Dr. Pepper, more like it. It's not even them. It's the governors doing it. And it's not the governors. It's the public health. And it's not the public health people. It's the virus that's pushing all this stuff, all this passing the buck to put us into slavery. All right, so let's take a look at the push here. They didn't want to let the people who had showed up to oppose this in. They didn't want them to see what was going on. They didn't want to hear them speak. But they spoke. Video clip number two.
What are they talking about? Vote no. Vote no on what?
On the, they're wanting to grant immunity to the government officials and to businesses that will go along with what the government says.
Oh.
As far as enforcing mask mandates or vaccines.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if a business, business will have to say, the government's forcing me to make you have a vaccine to come into my store, and those businesses choose not to participate, will not have immunity from the government, and they're open to liability to be sued.
Wow.
We will change this system.
Big crowd.
We will change it.
This is our house.
This is our house.
This is our house.
This is our house. This is our house. That's right. If you don't take your freedom, they're never going to give it to you, folks.
This is our house. This is our house.
This needs to be happening in every one of the 50 states. In free Texas, we're rolling over, playing dead. And so you got all these people, they're not wearing masks. The cops are wearing masks. Look at this struggle for the door, glass door. People are pulling out both sides, shatter it to pieces. Look at that, they just went. Now, after that went on for about 10 minutes, Speaker of the House comes out. See if you can hear what he has to say.
There's no conditions.
Wait. Quiet. No yelling out. No applauding. No cheering. No that. Just like regular.
Fair enough. All right. He says, you can come in. You just act polite. They say, we are polite. we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll tell you what they had to say.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election. If they fail to successfully steal it, then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
That's right. Power keep on lying and the people keep on dying. Not much changes, does it, Stevie? And we got people who are calling them on it in Idaho and Ohio and Utah. We were just showing you the people showed up en masse because Republican Governor Brad Little decided he was going to give legal immunity to himself, to the bureaucrats, and to any business that did exactly what he said. Anybody else, you get sued. Going to extend this lockdown. They said this is a very dangerous precedent, and we don't want this to happen. They did not want these people to speak. They showed up, as I just played that for you, shouting en masse. This is our house. You know, it's the House of Representatives. Who's it supposed to represent? The people. We the people. And as push came to shove there, they had the masked police, did not want to let the unmasked crowd in, not just because they weren't wearing masks, but because they didn't want them as part of the process. And after this went on for 6 to 10 minutes, something like that, you see the glass doors was shattered in a tug of war. Finally, the Speaker of the House comes out as we're going to break. We played that for you. And what he had to say to them, he goes, calm down, calm down. Everybody said, all right, stop. They all stopped. Very much very different from what you see happening with Antifa and with Black Lives Matter, right? This is not a riot. They're not there to burn. They're there to be heard. They want the restoration of order. from the Republican politicians who have rebelled against the law and against order. And so the Speaker of the House comes out and he goes, now I want you to be quiet, be good citizens. And somebody there says, shouts back, we are. That's why we're here. And so they get in, and I want to play for you, I think, one of the best statements that anybody said in terms of the citizens that were there. And all this is coming, by the way, from Brian Bauermaster. Shout out to him and his Facebook channel. And let's play video clip number one. This is, well, I'll let him introduce himself.
Wow, I didn't expect to hear that. And that's quite amazing coming from her. I'm a retired correctional officer.
Wait, give us your name and introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Michael Phillips. I live in Meridian, Idaho.
Thank you.
I'm a retired correctional officer out of California. I've watched and supervised most of the deadliest criminals you can imagine in the world. And I feel more caged up than they were.
That's right.
There are people that you say are dying in the hospital, but my wife is, and other people are telling me that the hospitals are empty.
They are everywhere.
Where are they dying at? Who's dying? You know, give us names. Do something, because
it's just
people
numbers.
Are dying in the hospital is not
it's numbers
enough.
From
we're
Fauci.
Not buying that anymore. There's nobody in the hospital. There's people afraid to go to the hospital. The hospital's become a prison. The hospital's become hostility and cruelty. I know one person that had COVID, he's cured. And how he got cured is with the hydroxychloroquine, and they did that as a last-ditch effort, and he's cured. He does not have it anymore. Churches are not allowed to meet. People are not allowed to out in the street. We're living
this
in a
prison. This is Idaho.
We're
this
locked
is Idaho.
Up. We have no committed no crime. We have done nothing against humanity. We have no ill will for anybody. We just want back our freedom.
And
I'm
be
retired.
Aware of the
I should be able to go to the beach. I should be able to go to the mountains. But they tell me no, because you might spread the disease. I don't have the disease. Thank God I don't have it. And I don't know anybody else that does other than the one I told you about. I know doctors and nurses that have told me that their hospitals are empty, though. So where are the dying people at? Why do we keep this masquerade going? Why do we have to be here today to tell you this? You all full-grown adults, paid servants.
Because they're the criminals.
Open up the community. I don't care if you want to do it by face, but open up the community. Take the bars away. Take the chains off. Enough is enough. I'm not eloquent like some of these other people. I tell it like it is. And I'm a military veteran, and I'm a correctional officer, and that's what I know, and that's how I act. But I'm also a human being and a person.
Thank you, Michael, for your testimony.
Do you hear that, you sleazy, lying politicians of both parties? Do you hear that? We may not be eloquent, but we're not that patient either. You understand? And so it passed out of the committee. 11-4, I think, was the vote. It's been passed on to the House of Representatives to say we'll see what happens with that. And we're going to have Ammon Bundy, who was at the center of that yesterday. We're going to have him on tomorrow morning for an update to let us know what is going on there. In Ohio, a bid to impeach Governor Mike DeWine. They were going to come after you, Benedict Arnolds of the Republican Party. You people who told us you were about freedom and liberty, and you stabbed us in the back. You don't even support economic liberty. It was so pathetic to see the RNC last night posturing over whether they're going to give us a stimulus check faster or bigger than the government, than the Democrats. I mean, is this what this has come to? Where these prostitutes are going to haggle over the price? That's what it's come to. It really has. So in Ohio, there's a draft resolution to impeach Republican Governor Mike DeWine. And guess what? The leaders of both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party oppose this. That tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? As to which side these people are on. The GOP establishment Republican Party is no different from the Democrats. The difference is they're a fifth column. They're the people who aren't wearing the uniform, who aren't carrying the flag, who are inside the city, who will stab you in the back while you're manning the gates against the Democrats. That's who they are. And the House Speaker said, things are bad enough without us having a state constitutional crisis. You created the state constitutional crisis with your unconstitutional lockdown, with your quarantine of people who are not sick. Oh, it's just a couple of days because we don't want to have a crush of the hospitals. And here we are, 162 days in. And they keep escalating this, even as they can't even make a statistical lie to support continuing this that is anywhere remotely believable. Robert Cupp, the House Speaker, the Republican House Speaker, said legitimate debate and disagreement is occurring over the scope and the breadth of some of the governor's orders issued through the health department. Or are they health department orders pushed with the usurped authority of a governor? Or are they the New World orders that have been modeled by the Chinese government and pushed out by all of these functionaries from the president down to these Republican governors? Two area lawmakers, Candace Keller and Nino Vitale, are among those supporting efforts to remove DeWine from office. And they're Republicans. Good for them. They're bucking the establishment. They're bucking the establishment of both parties. These two Republicans. Shout out to Candace Keller and Nino Vitale. If you want to come on the program, I'd love to have you speak to the people. It's believed that the chances for DeWine to be removed from office are slim. Another Republican representative said that the detractors don't have enough votes because you've got to have, under the Constitution, it works essentially the same way as it does in the federal Constitution. The House would vote to impeach. Then there would be a trial in the Senate. That's not going to happen, they say. So I guess we should just sit back and let them do whatever they want to us. Never, never go quietly into this. If you're going to lose, go down fighting. We'll be right back.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're talking about the rise of the resistance. And, of course, it's beginning in Republican states. And it's beginning against the Republican governors who have shut this down. So we have had, showed you what happened in Idaho yesterday. We showed you, or just told you, about a couple of legislators in Ohio pulling out orders to impeach the Republican governor there, DeWine, who is using his executive power to keep the state locked down. Same thing is happening in Utah. As a matter of fact, I told you last week about the Utah rally that happened on Saturday. They had several speakers there. Del Bigtree, one of them. Del is always a great speaker, and I heard back from the person who contacted me with this. Said, thank you so much for announcing our rally on your show. We had a big turnout, over 1,500 people there. We had two large groups of people. They split up. They marched two different routes. We got a big show of support from people driving by. They honked. They waved. They thanked us. After the march, we had a big four-hour rally. Del Bigtree was on fire. I bet he was. We had two counter-protesters, two, and they got a picture of them, took a picture of them. On their knees, of course, right? Just like BLM, except they're, you know, white. On their knees with masks on their faces, and I can't read what's on their signs, but there's the picture right there. So they had 1,500 people. A four-hour rally, and they had two counter-protesters there with masks on their face. Robin Openshaw is the organizer. She has a podcast called Vibe. She's planning a mom's march where we will occupy the governor's mansion and the governor's home in Orem, Utah, 8 hours a day, every day except Sunday, indefinitely, because that's the duration of this lockdown. It's indefinite. Our governor, Herbert, and Lieutenant Governor Cox, who is a never-Trumper rhino and will most likely be our next governor unless we can get a write-in promoted enough, have gone completely off the rails. The legislators, the state legislators in Utah, voted to end the state of emergency, but Governor Herbert declared a new state of emergency. And, of course, I have given you the news reports of how this Utah governor is threatening to charge kids and parents with a misdemeanor or $1,000 fine if they don't wear their masks to school. He's claiming that we can't get federal funds if we don't have the state of emergency. But she said a couple of state legislators told her that the federal state of emergency was enough for them to get the funds. But regardless, are you going to sell your freedom for that? Is that really what you're going to do? It's absolutely amazing to me. When we see that there's this article from Gateway Pundit, with only 3 people per 100,000 currently hospitalized with COVID, the CDC has now dropped its 14-day quarantine for travelers. Remember when President Trump said, we're going to put a 14-day quarantine, even for Americans coming back into the country? On Friday, the CDC dropped its recommendation. They put it up, put the new guidelines. There we go, new guidelines. So we do what they say, right, on their website. And, of course, New York, the site of the worst COVID-19 mortality rate in the world, if you believe their numbers, which I don't, by the way. And I don't believe the New York numbers for 2 reasons. Number one, the lockdown doesn't work. if you want to say that we got to continue the lockdown because look at how many people died in New York, well, they're evidence then. If you believe those numbers, lockdown doesn't work. But I don't believe the numbers. I believe they cooked those numbers. I believe that they're counting people who died from old age, multiple comorbidities, who also the nursing home deaths that he helped to accelerate that. I believe they used all of that. And they're lying up one side and down the other. And here's the evidence of it. Just take a look at the 2,500 bed Army hospital that President Trump sent there. Never used. Never used. The emergency Navy hospital that was sent there. Never used. And the citizen journalists who went around from hospital to hospital showing how empty they were. They didn't have people in those hospitals. This whole thing is a statistical fraud brought to you by Fraud She. Yeah, just put fraud together with the name of the Chinese quote-unquote president, Xi. Fraud She. The two of them. And so New York still has quarantines for people traveling in from 33 different states, but the CDC has dropped it. Doesn't matter. New York's going to keep doing that. This article from the American Institute for Economic Research. Save yourself. Stop believing in the lockdown. And I love this quote from Voltaire that they put in their article. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. And we're now seeing this. We're now seeing this with the draconian measures that are being done by the police in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia. I've got another clip that I'll be showing you here of the of a police officer in Spain hitting a female police officer, brutalizing a couple of women who are wearing the masks and this female. There it is. Look at that. Look at that. Thug. Thug. You're talking about police brutality? This has nothing to do with race. This has to do with the nature of government. The abuse of power that feeds the worst of our human nature. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if you want to stop excessive police force, you start by stopping the excessive laws and regulations because it turns people like this female cop into a monster. And let me tell you, you think that females are going to save you from this? Some of the worst people I have seen in political power, the worst police officers are female. What you just saw right there, female on female violence, the cop. And I'll never forget the story about the young girl who she had autism or Down syndrome. I forget what it was. She got out of her home. She wasn't wearing clothes. She's naked, young teen girl walking down the street. And a female cop shows up. And she feels threatened somehow by this skinny, frail, naked girl that she can see doesn't have any weapons, right? And she shot her. She shot her. This female cop. Or you take a look at the political leaders, people like Nikki Haley, Theresa May, Angela Merkel. Theresa May and Nikki Haley trying to lie us into a war to kill American soldiers, boots on the ground in Syria with an absurd false flag, both in Syria and and the Skripal poisoning. Yeah, it's that's not going to be any salvation for us to have female politicians or female cops. Some of the worst people. Anyway, any number of atrocities can occur when human beings act on unfounded, unexamined beliefs, writes the American Institute for Economic Research. Consider the example, I love this example, of the ship owner in William Kingdon Clifford's 1876 essay, The Ethics of Belief. Troubled by the condition of his aging ship, which others suggested to him was not well built and in need of repairs, he eventually pacifies himself with these comforting thoughts. Well, she's gone safely through so many voyages and weathered so many storms that it was idle to suppose that she would not come home from this trip also. The shipholder developed a sincere conviction that she would not sink. And he acted on that belief. He watched the ship's departure with a light heart and a benevolent wish for the success of the exiles in their strange new home that was to be. And he got his insurance money when she went down in mid-ocean and told no tales. So what shall we say of him? Surely this, that he was very guilty of the death of those men. It is admitted that he did sincerely believe in the soundness of his ship, but the sincerity of his conviction can in no wise help him because he had no right to believe on such evidence that was before him. He had acquired his belief not by honestly earning it in patient investigation, but by stifling his doubts. And so it may be said of all of our leaders, from the president down to the governors, Republicans as well as Democrat, as they preside serenely over the sinking of our ship, of our country, of our Constitution, our liberties, our lives, our fortunes. As they preside over that, do they sincerely believe it? Or are they acting cynically? And quite frankly, I don't care. I don't care about their motives. I don't care about the plans. I care about what they're doing. You can see what they're doing. There is no excuse. The blood is on their hands. And it is time for this revolution to start. And it's going to start from the grassroots up. All right, folks, we got to take a break. If you want to support this operation, if you want to keep us on air, there's only one way that's going to happen. For the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, I'm stocking up on storable food. Because I know that I'm not going to be allowed to buy it. Because I'm not wearing a mask and I'm not taking a vaccine. InfoWarsStore.com.
You can really break civilizations down into two types. Predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites. And because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, one of the countries that was very effective in this, that had very few cases of it, and they did a lot to track people and other things that I don't think were necessary, that I didn't think were a good idea. But Taiwan, like Sweden, actually they did more than Sweden, but they were very effective in terms of not having a big outbreak. They did not overreact. So now they have the bureaucracy trying to push them to do that. They have the World Health Organizations and others are pushing them to do more testing. Oh, yeah, you know, kind of like Fauci and Gates pushed us to do that here. And you've had President Trump say, well, you know, if you test everybody, you're going to get a lot more cases. And so, you know, we're testing everybody. It's one of the reasons why we look bad. And you're letting them make you look bad, President Trump, by testing people, because these tests don't work. And the head of the public health system in Taiwan points that out. Points that out. Of course, it's been pointed out by us many times. Going back to John Rappaport, who began talking about that from the very beginning, he's been talking about that with all of these past pandemics that Fauci has lied to people about. And the person who invented it, who got the Nobel Prize for it, said, no, it's not to be used that way. It won't work that way. It won't give you appropriate results. And I reported yesterday how the NFL was testing all these different players. They had 77 players who got, and you had news reports immediately say, well, they may have to shut down the season. Even though they're not having any fans or anything, these people are still getting sick. Well, it turns out they retested them, and all 77 of those positives were false positives. So now what's going on in Taiwan? You have the head of the CECC there said that mass testing would have produced 12,475 false positives, overwhelming the healthcare system and causing community spread. Here's how it would work. He said a test kit with a 90% sensitivity and 95% specificity to stimulate mass testing on all arriving travelers. He said with that, there'd be about 500 infected people, but only about 450 of them would be detected, he said. And so he says, however, if a policy of mass testing following a 14-day quarantine is implemented, there would be about 12,475 false positive cases. People who were not infected, but tested positive, said Chen. He said the 12,475 false positive cases would then be hospitalized for about 5 to 6 days. And they would only be released from isolation after they tested negative twice consecutively. He said that would overwhelm the healthcare capacity that should be preserved for people who actually need medical treatment. Wait a minute. So you're saying then that we had to have a lockdown in order to stop from overwhelming the healthcare system, except that excessive testing, which is what we're doing here in America because Fauci and Gates said so, is the very source of overwhelming the healthcare system. And not only that, but as we see in Scotland, they're facing a tsunami of cancer deaths because of this. These actions. Scotland is facing a tsunami of cancer deaths, quote unquote, said the Scottish Labour Party, with around 10,000 people missing out on life-saving operations over the next 2 years as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. However, already it's taken its effect. They said that about 6,000 Scots had already died from cancer during the pandemic, which saw surgeries halted and hospitals cleared of patients in preparation for an influx of COVID victims. In addition, another 400,000 checks for bowel cancer, for breast cancer, for cervical cancer were delayed when the screening programs were put on hold. Same thing that's happening here in Texas. See, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the state of Texas or the state of New York or the state of Scotland or the state of Australia. This is a global agenda, and these people who are doing this to us are globalists, and they're trying to kill us, and they're being very effective at it. No. We're going to overwhelm the system, so we're going to send all the cancer patients home and sit here and wait for the COVID patients to show up. And they didn't show up. But we'll put them in the statistics anyway when people die in the rest homes.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, I was just talking about how in Taiwan. Taiwan. Very different place. Taiwan did a good job. They basically licked this. I think they actually did a bit too much, more than was necessary. But nevertheless, they didn't have very many deaths there attributed to COVID-19, whether they died of it or not. And now they've got people who are pushing them, saying, you got to do more testing, got to test everybody. I wonder who those people would be. Would it be Bill Gates, or would it be the organization that he owns, the WHO, pushing them to do that? Like they have pushed President Trump to do it so that we look like we are the Typhoid Mary of the world now. How'd that work out for us? Did we get played by the Chinese or what? Oh, no, don't call it Chinese flu. Don't call it Wu flu. It's a New York flu. Oh, no, it's not New York flu. It's the Trump flu. Yeah. Yeah, they tricked him into testing everybody. So it looks like everybody here is dying. That's the way they extend this thing. And that's the way they use this politically, because it's just a political weapon. And so the head of the health department there in Taiwan, Mr. Chen, pointed out, he said, you know, if you were to do this, you're going to lock up about 12,500 people. They're going to be in the hospital for days. They're not going to get out until they test negative twice. And that's going to happen because you're going to have false positives. And you're also going to have false negatives. So some of the people that you test are going to get out. It's just nonsense. The test isn't being used appropriately in the first place. Nevertheless, he said, if you're going to lock up 12,500 people, then you're basically going to keep people from getting essential care. And in Scotland, you've already had, as they point out, 6,000 Scots have died of cancer during the pandemic. They didn't have any cancer surgeries. They didn't have any cancer treatment. They said, sorry, you got cancer. That's not important. We got COVID coming in. COVID? Did I see anybody with COVID? All right, let's just wait. Take a number. If you got COVID, we'll get back to you. No, sorry, can't come in. Broken arm, heart attack, cancer, can't come in. And we've actually seen alternative media personalities. I won't mention his name again, but we've actually seen him putting up the CDC statistics. See, it's the number one cause of death. People aren't dying from heart attacks or cancer anymore. They're not getting medical treatment for it either. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? No, it's all COVID now. Everybody's dying from gunshot in the head, motorcycle death. It's COVID. How do you know it's not COVID? Come on. You prove it's not COVID. I say it is COVID, they say. Anyway, what's happening in Illinois is the same thing that happened in New York. Governor Pritzker doing the same thing that Cuomo did. Because these guys want a lockdown to continue. And so what do? Well, we got to have some deaths. Let's make sure that we play fast and loose with the nursing homes. And that's what Pritzker is doing with the Illinois nursing homes. The failure to protect retirement home residents from this flu that they call COVID-19 is one of the biggest failures of Governor Pritzker's administration in handling the pandemic, writes wirepoints.org. This is on Zero Hedge, by the way. More than 55% of the state's nearly 7,900 COVID-19 deaths, 55% of the deaths have been tied to nursing homes. And when you look at the deaths outside the nursing homes, just like the rest of the country, pretty much everybody that they're attributing to COVID-19 are people who died of things that would have been called natural causes in the past. People at or above life expectancy with multiple comorbidities. And if you can find somebody who did not die, somebody responded on Twitter yesterday to me, said, well, I just saw something about a teenager who died from it. Well, I've seen those kinds of reports in the past. And eventually what you find out, I remember when this all began, they would isolate, they'd take one person and they'd say, and it would be the top of CNN, it'd be the top of Drudge Report. Look at this, a 21-year-old soccer player in Spain died of this. Oh, see, everybody should be afraid. You should be afraid. This can kill anybody. Well, it's not. Statistically, it's zero if you're under 65. And in that particular case, even if you read that article that everybody was pushing out with that headline, see, everybody, anybody can die if it's 21. There it is. You guys are fast. I didn't even know I was going to talk about that. But if you go into that article, it's a long article, and I said, well, we found out that he had leukemia, and we didn't know it was advanced. Oh, but he didn't die of leukemia. Oh, he died of COVID-19. And I bet you if you find that particular, I didn't engage that person on Twitter, but I bet if you go back and you look at that particular case, it could be that. But even if he died from COVID, not even with COVID, but let's say that the kid died with COVID. It's just like the measles. One or two exceptions do not prove the rule. They do not justify forcing vaccines or any kind of treatment or any kind of lockdown on everybody else. You're always going to have outliers in any kind of a disease. And that does not prove the rule. Anyway, so what's going on in Chicago? Well, they had a small paper, Chicago Reader. They wrote a detailed article on how Pritzker's administration was mishandling COVID-19. They questioned his use of executive orders to suspend the Illinois Department of Health's enforcement of health regulations for nursing homes. Yes. Bring them in. We got to get those numbers up because it's the numbers, right? We got to use the numbers. They criticized Pritzker's grant of broad immunity to facility operators. Oh, kind of like the Republican governor, Brad Little, just tried to pull off in Idaho, right? Yeah, we've got to have immunity, for the governor, immunity for the health people, because, push people into these nursing homes or whatever, and remove all of the restrictions that we had before. People die, I'm not responsible for this. And any businesses that cooperate with me and do what I say, we'll protect you from lawsuits as well, just like the vaccine companies. It's amazing, when you offer people money and you tell them they can't be sued, it's amazing what you can find people, get them to do, isn't it? Anyway, it pretty much didn't get any attention. It's kind of like this show. We talk about stuff like this, and it's pretty much ignored. But it was picked up by the Chicago Tribune, which is why I do this. It's like, sit here in the room by myself and I talk. And hopefully somebody somewhere is going to pick it up. Take the credit for it. I don't care. Just get the information out there. The Illinois Department of Public Health failed residents by neglecting their core task of investigating abuse for nearly 3.5 months during the coronavirus pandemic. As they pointed out, it's baffling that Pritzker would use executive orders to relax oversight of nursing homes during the worst part of the pandemic. It's almost like reckless endangerment or murder, because they want to further their political ambitions that are tied to an extended lockdown. That's what we're talking about here. Let me tell you something. These people like Cuomo and Pritzker and Fauci, who talk about people not paying any attention. I've got, I saw an article here. How many times have you heard me talk, if you're a regular listener, about the fact that Fauci's organization, the NIH, back in 2005, said that hydroxychloroquine was both effective as a treatment and as a preventative, as a prophylactic. That was their findings. That was the findings of the NIH. The NIH under Fauci in 2005 with one of these pandemics that he was pushing at the time. And then he pretends that he has never heard anything about it. He uses the press and he intimidates people to try to make sure that you can't get hydroxychloroquine. He has blood on his hands. And I'm not talking about the blood on his hands from buying baby parts from Planned Parenthood for their human experiments. And they're about to do a big human experiment on you all, with Operation Warp Speed. 330 to 50 million doses they've already paid the pharmaceutical companies for. They've already told them, we're going to give you legal immunity. And they're already working about the on the psychological aspects of pushing that out. But, you know, don't listen to me. Hopefully, you know, now the true pundits got it out, people will pick it up. I've only talked about it for a couple of months, but, you know, let's get the information out there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tomorrow's News Today.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented
needed ingredients that are in APEC Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we've got a couple of senators who are asking questions, uncomfortable questions, it should be. And they should, I'll say to Senators Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, who have written a letter to the FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, regarding hydroxychloroquine, and saying this may be directly costing lives by limiting outpatient access to this potentially beneficial treatment. I would suggest to them that they do two things. Number one, they need to call in Fauci, and they need to ask him some very uncomfortable questions about his 2005 study, finding that it was very effective for coronavirus as both a treatment and a preventative. And then they need to get whoever it is that is presiding over that massive stash of hydroxychloroquine that is being hoarded by the federal government and ask them why they are carefully guarding and hoarding a supply of something that they now claim doesn't work. So ask those two questions, please, senators, if you really want to get anything done, if this isn't just grandstanding for political gain, if you really want to get something done. Take a look at the states that stayed open. You know, we've had several states that did not lock down. Seven states. Utah, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wyoming, and Arkansas. These are the only states to never issue a stay-at-home order, even though you've now got Utah out there harassing people about masks. You hear that, Abbott? Hey, Abbott, we weren't one of the seven states. You big pharmaceutical whore, you're just like Rick Perry. Anyway, you had back in April, beginning of April, you know, we were 2 weeks into it, and we were only supposed to lock things down for 2 weeks so we could avoid this big rush into the hospitals that never occurred, right? And so you had Anderson Cooper, the guy who was giving Mike Lindell, MyPillow, such a, you know, just viciously attacking him last week. He had Fauci on. And yeah, they were talking about how Fauci should issue Fauci was saying all 50 states need to have stay-at-home orders. And Fauci said, I don't understand why it's not happening. You look at what's going on in this country, I don't understand why we're not doing that. We really should be doing that, Anderson, right? And then you also had Surgeon General Jerome Adams, you know, that Pence puppet, Jerome Adams. The guy who was against the mask before he was for the mask, before it became patriotic, before it became an order. That Jerome Adams, our Surgeon General, another war criminal who should be put on trial along with Fauci. He had to say, you know, we ought to interpret this as a national stay-at-home order. But wait a minute, I thought that was just the Democrats who wanted to do that, just Biden. No, 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 no. It's all the people there in the Trump White House. From his Surgeon General to his medical expert, Dr. Fauci, that he puts up on a pedestal. You need to take Fauci off that pedestal and put up those doctors who did it on their own, who did the White Coat Summit in front of the Supreme Court, and they paid the price. The organizer of that was fired. Fired. Got no help from President Trump. They held that conference to tell people, don't be afraid. And everybody focused, you know, on the black lady because they didn't agree with her religious views. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The question that they didn't, what they did not question is whether or not she'd cured 350 people. That's the question that they didn't talk. They did an ad hominem attack on her. And then they ignored the other doctors, except to fire that one lady. President Trump should put them out there because they talked about the thing that has to be said. They said, don't be afraid. It's treatable. We have cured people. Here's how it's done. It's being shut down for political purposes and for money for big pharmaceutical companies. And the longer this goes on, the more we realize which of these politicians are the big pharmaceutical whores, the prostitutes out there, the same people who looked the other way for decades while the pharmaceutical companies pushed out the opioid crisis. Now they're looking the other way while they destroy the middle class. Anyway, Fauci was saying, yeah, we've got to restrict people from leaving their homes for anything other than an essential activity. They're intended to limit people's contact with each other in order to slow the spread of the disease. Oh, I mean, show the spread of the disease. That's what we got to do there. Anyway, so this expert who shut everything down, if you look at the states that shut everything down the hardest, they're at the top of the list. New York, for example. The ones who are at the bottom of the list in terms of death rates from coronavirus per 100,000 people are, guess what? The seven who didn't issue a state lockdown. It's exactly the opposite of what Fauci did. And I don't necessarily even believe those statistics coming out of places like New York and Illinois and New Jersey. I had a listener send me this from Canada. I thought it was kind of interesting. It was a reporter, Jason Kristoff, and he said he interviewed Canada's top constitutional lawyer. He said, I was talking to Canada's top constitutional lawyer yesterday, a man named Rocco Galati. He explained to me that the average person has no idea how many freedoms have been removed at this point by a corrupt government, or how hard those freedoms were fought for in the first place. Boatloads of blood were shed to attain those freedoms from an immoral ruling class, or what I would like to call the predator class. And let me just say this. When we talk about military veterans, everybody is really quick to say, well, thank you for fighting for our freedoms. I'm sorry, but you weren't fighting for my freedoms in Iraq. You were fighting for a lie. And it's time we start fighting for our freedoms here in America, because they're being taken by a lie. The same people who lied to you, who sent you to your death, you and your friends, to die in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places. Those same lying politicians, like that one right there you saw, George W. Those same lying politicians and people of that ilk are lying to us now. There were people who fought for our freedom. And that blood is being disgraced right now by what's happening in this country. He points out in Canada, he said, now inept citizens have been tricked into cheerleading for those exact freedoms to be removed, the predator class, or the priest class, if you will, of a new religious dogmatic form of rule. What has taken thousands of years to get regarding our freedoms is now being stripped away illegally, and the average citizen is so uninformed and so uninterested that they have no frame of reference regarding what is really happening. You know, when I look at what is going on, as the college football season is being shut down, they're saying that the person who is shutting down the Big Ten football season, a person who is at the center of this, I was told one roadblock to the new plan is the fact that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been vehemently opposed to any football being played. So to hear that, Joe Bob? You know, all you guys who don't know the NDAA from the NSA and don't care? Ah, but you know all the people who played for your team going back decades, don't you? Well, guess what? It's Gretchen Whitmer who's keeping your football games from being played. Are you angry enough now to do something about it? We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, I'm going to show you how this is a globalist agenda, how the tactics are being rolled out the same way in America as they are in Canada, as they are in Australia. And it's been set up this way, and it's very effective. I was talking about the interview with a constitutional lawyer that was done by Mr. Christoph. And I've got the cover letter here. I lost it. Anyway, it's jchristoph.com. The top four illegal government maneuvers during COVID, and this is not anything new. I've been talking about these kinds of maneuvers for a very long time. The first one is the newest one. And he says, number one, a measured response is required after declaring an emergency, says the constitutional lawyer Rocco Galletti in Canada. He said, no government is permitted to smash a fly with a sledgehammer as it sits on a glass table. He says, I don't think we ought to allow these kind of draconian measures to be afforded to any government. But in the end, human rights are never to be encroached upon, regardless of what the emergency is, it's declared. And all governments still have to prove that they've taken a measured approach to the emergency. Measured means rational, logical, equal to the threat at hand. And that's exactly what has not happened with this. And we're going to talk about hitting the fly on the glass table with a sledgehammer. I'm going to show you some physical examples of that. I'm going to show you some legal examples of that. But these other three things that he mentioned are things that I've been talking about for the longest period of time. Number one, the bypassing of the legislative process. He goes, well, this is real. We have an illegally run government now. We've turned everything over to the bureaucrats. And then number three, he says, we're getting taxation without representation. And then number four, he says, we're being ruled by unelected officials. I've talked about that many times. I said, how many times have you heard me say taxation without representation and regulation without representation is what we have now? Why? Because we've turned this over to the bureaucracy. And we do this so the politicians don't have to take responsibility. You know, they can say, oh, it's not me. It's the private corporation that's taking your free speech. It's the private corporation that won't let you buy groceries without a mask or a vaccine, that won't let you have a job, that will fire you if you don't get a vaccine. It's not me. It's the private companies that are doing that. Walmart is making you wear the mask. See, I don't have a government mandate here. See, it's not me. Not me at all. And then when it's their own government rules that are excessive, when the bureaucracy gets out of control, and when it's not going through a private corporation, then these people can come in, and this is what they have done in the United States for a very long time, but now you can see it through this globalist lockdown plan, this global plan. You can see it now happening in Canada. You can see happening in Australia as well. And here's an example of it in Australia. You've got a situation where the premier in Victoria, and Melbourne is ground zero, as I've been reporting. I've got a lot of people who are sending me information from Australia. So it's ground zero, very, very authoritarian, what is happening there. And they're basically from lockdown to police state, writes Ellen Brown. Mayhem in Melbourne. The Great Reset is rolling out. Under this new regime, you can't even remain in your house unmolested by the cops. They'll just pop around anytime to make sure you haven't had Bruce and Sheila from next door round for a couple of drinks. Kind of funny because Bruce and Sheila, that's the generic name for guys and girls. Anyway, they even they refer to girls as Sheilas. Anyway, all over a disease that's simply not that fatal. Last year, more than 310,000 Australians were hospitalized with flu. Over 900 died. By all metrics, that makes flu a worse threat than COVID-19. But the police were not granted Stasi-like powers during flu season. Millions of people were not confined to their homes, threatened with a $5,000 fine for not having a good reason for being out of their homes. Now we have a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., rigorously enforced, including the use of police helicopters and searchlights. Is the virus a vampire that comes out only at night? Or the wearing of masks? They must be worn everywhere outside, even in the park, where you're nowhere near any other person. And I played for you the video clip that was taken. It was a surveillance by a listener in Melbourne a couple of days ago. Or maybe it was Friday. I don't know. Friday, Monday, when it was. But I think it was Friday. And he goes out to take out his garbage. He's in his robe. And the cops come, you know, come up there and start harassing him. And he goes, this is my house. I'm just taking out my garbage. You're not wearing a mask. You're in your house. You're not wearing a mask. What? You got any, you know, yeah, identity papers? Well, I don't have any identity papers. I got my garage door opener here. See, it works. This is my house. You know, they get in his face. He eventually says, well, I can tell you my car. I can tell you the license tag of my car around the back. It goes around and it's NWO911. Huh. Yeah. And then they start getting physical. And then they say to him, you know, you better be glad that my gun's not in your face. He said, you know what this tag is about? This tag is about what you're doing right now. Right now. That's what's happening in Australia. And so in the wake of all of this, they've got their bureaucratic rules saying you can't have more than 10 people at a funeral. Well, they had a father who died. And they say, well, we're going to count that baby that's under 1 year old. We're going to count that so you can't have 10 adults there. You don't have 9. And that got picked up by the press. And so as a result, the premier comes on and goes, well, I've spoken to the bureaucracy and we're going to try to make an exception for this. See, he comes in and offers himself as number one. I don't have anything to do with it. It was the bureaucracy that did it. It wasn't my executive orders. It was the health bureaucrats. And I'm going to try to reason with them and make them be a little bit more reasonable. See, I'm going to be the white knight to save you from these excessive regulations when he's the one pushing it, just like they push it through the corporations. Let's run that clip. Video clip number three. Dan Andrew.
The extent of overbearing rules in Victoria is just extraordinary, and it's getting worse. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has actually intervened today to make an exception to his own government's rules, so that a 5-week-old baby of a man tragically killed at work can be at the funeral without taking a place from one of the 10 mourners allowed.
I just want to confirm that when it comes to the calculation of the 10 mourners for the funeral this Friday, the 5-week-old baby who is a dependent will not be counted as part of the 10. And we'll have some more to say about trying to broaden that rule out for all funerals
for babies
under 1 year. I think we're going to be able to land that. And as soon as we can, we'll confirm that for you.
Now, this is the right outcome in a terribly sad situation. But seriously, the Premier trying to land this as a decision? If you've ever wondered when you'd know there's too much government, too many rules, I would suggest that when a premier of a state of 6.5 million people has to get involved in whether a baby needs to be counted as a mourner at his father's funeral, that might be the point.
Yeah, it might be the point. How many times have I said, you know, I grew up in a country where we said, hey, do whatever you want. It's a free country, right? It was like a little catchphrase that everybody used to say. Nobody says that anymore. Nobody says that. Well, before this lockdown, nobody said, do what you want. It's a free country, right? And we would hear people say, don't make a federal case out of it. Now everybody wants everything to be a federal case. You know, the right, the Republicans, have a long laundry list of things that they want to make a federal case out of. And, the left, they want to make everything a federal case too, don't they? Everybody wants everything decided in Washington. And this is where it ends up, just like in Australia. Telling you how many people can go to a funeral. Telling you have to wear a mask even if you step out of your house to take out your garbage, and getting in your face and getting violent with you as well. And then saying, well, are we going to allow a 5-week-old baby to be one of the 10 mourners to show up at the funeral? Oh, but don't worry, he's going to save you from those cruel-hearted bureaucrats. Because, you know, Dan Andrews is a nice guy, the premier. There. I'm going to work with them. I'm going to ask them politely to do this. Are you in control or are they in control? Yeah, we have regulation without representation. We have taxation without representation. It is a bureaucratic takeover. But how else would you run a technocracy, right? This is what it's become. The technocrats want the bureaucrats to be the government. That's why I say government controls everything. And elections have never been more meaningless. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack power stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack power stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack power stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack power stack with X2, 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at, we played for you part of that report where you had the premier in Australia saying, well, we're going to take a look at this. We're going to talk to the bureaucracy. We're going to see if they can be a little bit flexible and not count those under 1 year old, under one, allow them to go to funerals. You know, maybe, I don't know, could we have some flexibility in terms of, oh, I don't know, you know, people that are, is two the magic number? 2 years old, you got to wear a mask if you are two or older. And it doesn't matter if you're handicapped, if you got autism and you can't wear a mask. No, no, we'll kick the whole family off the plane. And they doubled down. They said, no, that's right, because it's the CDC guidelines. We're going to follow those guidelines. And so it's corporations, it's bureaucracies that are running us. This is what a technocracy looks like, folks. This is what a technocracy looks like. You know, the king of corona and crony capitalism, Elon Musk. His grandfather was run out of Canada because he tried to establish a technocracy. Now Elon Musk is being heavily subsidized to establish one here, along with the rest of Silicon Valley. But, you know, when we look at this, I want to play from the same program that I just played you the clip of. He had on a former premier there in Australia, who talked about what is being done in that country, how the entire country is being destroyed and the fraud of what's going on. Let's play video clip number 4, the former premier, talking about how there'll be no more jobs. Go ahead, play that.
Be a state of emergency. That is his mindset. And if you're going to invest millions of dollars, you won't be investing in a state where the Premier is so terribly, terribly anti-business. And you know, Chris, I never thought I'd say this. John Secker runs the CMFEU down here. He's the only one, I think, who has any influence over the Premier. And I say to John Secker very, very clearly, you better get on the blower to the Premier pretty quickly. Because if he goes ahead with this, there won't be one of the CMFEU members who has a job next year. There will be no major construction sites. Those people will be joining the unemployment line. So something has got to give very, very quickly. Otherwise, Victoria is condemned in so many ways again to being a basket case.
So you're saying it sends out a very bleak picture to business and investors about an extended shutdown. What about to Victorians themselves? Any hope and aspirations, especially as you're seeing infection rates in the broader community fall down to very close to acceptable levels now?
Well, we're going to get there and we're going to have to manage this virus. The Premier said today he might keep a state of emergency in place until we have a vaccine. We may never have a vaccine. We don't have a vaccine for SARS.
So what's
he talking about, for goodness sake? Name one other state that has curfews. Are we all going to be locked up at the whim of the Premier without any checks and balances? This is an act of a megalomaniac.
Well, that's a strong word, but this is the point here, isn't it?
It's the truth.
That even before...
Chris, I don't think I have ever called the Premier a name. I respect his office, and I've always called him Premier or Mr. Andrews. But this is absolutely diabolical because of the message it sends out. I mean, some of these buildings here cost $4, $5 billion. There'll be no more. There'll be no more jobs.
That's right. That was very powerful. And again, he said, we don't have a vaccine for SARS. That was 2005. That was when Fauci's NIH said hydroxychloroquine, very effective as a therapeutic to cure it, as well as a preventative. But now they pretend it doesn't exist, and now they've got this novel approach. And so this is the former premier of Victoria. This is the only state in Australia that has been locked down. The only state, by the way, that has taken $1 trillion U.S. dollars of money from China. And so this former premier is saying, I'm telling people who want to invest here, there's no point in you investing here. And I want to tell the people who are part of the construction union that your members aren't going to have any jobs if you allow this to continue. And it's become a police state. And so from what I hear from some of the listeners, after he said that on air, he said, hey, pick up the phone, so-and-so, whoever you are, forget the guy's name, head of the CMFEU, the big construction workers union. He says, pick up the phone. And get this guy on there, Dan Andrews, get him on the phone and tell him he's got to stop some of this stuff. So now they're saying, well, you know, it looks like the cases are dropping here. Maybe we will loosen this up a little bit. They better loosen it up. But you understand, this is coming from China. This is a political approach. There's no justification for this. And the vaccines are not a solution, except for their population control. That's why they're pushing this out there. But again, that brings us back to what was going on in Canada. It's the same thing happening, where you have these politicians with their passive-aggressive approach. Well, sometimes it's an executive order from me, but sometimes it's coming from the bureaucrats. Sometimes it's coming from the corporations. And as the constitutional lawyer said, you know, you got four ways that this is rolling out. Number one, they bypassed your elected representatives. Number two, they hand this over to the bureaucracy, so you get taxation without representation. And you get ruling by unelected officials, what I call regulation without representation. Same thing happening in Canada that's been happening here in America, that's happening in Australia. Do you understand now? This is a global plan. This is how they're rolling this out. And this is a technocratic plan. Rule by corporations, rule by bureaucrats, none of them elected. None of them elected. And so that brings us to the first thing that he mentioned, the measured response of the constitutional lawyer in Canada. And I love the quote, no government is permitted to smash a fly with a sledgehammer as it sits on a glass table. Let me give you an example of this, smashing a fly with a sledgehammer while it's sitting on a glass table. In the state of Washington, in Pullman, Washington, the police department on Wednesday informed residents that they will face a fine of up to $5,000 and a year in jail if they violate the order by the governor, Jay Inslee, to wear face masks. Are they going to do any of that kind of stuff to the people in Seattle? No. Just to you people who don't wear face masks. You're the threat. Not the people who are rioting in the streets. Not the people who are burning buildings. No. You, not wearing a face mask, you are the threat. And then play video clip number 5, this B-roll here. This a couple of women beaten by a policewoman. Not because they weren't wearing masks, but because they weren't wearing the masks properly. Hitting them with a truncheon. That's right. This is what it looks like when you smash a fly sitting on a glass table with a sledgehammer. And the Stasi-like approach of all this stuff is always driven by people who think that they can be safe if they give up their freedom. You know, it was Benjamin Franklin who said, those who sacrifice liberty for the promise of safety deserve neither. And it was me, David Knight, who said those who sacrifice liberty for the promise of safety never get either. And there you see it right there, folks, right there. Let's take a look at what's going on in L.A. because, you know, the Los Angeles officials have now taken John MacArthur's church, Grace Community Church there. Big church, I don't know, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people that meet there. They've taken them to court now for a fourth time. And they keep going back before the same judge because they don't like the answer that he gives them. And this is the very definition of insanity, folks, but also of tyranny. Insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over again and think that you're going to get a different answer. But it's also the tactic of tyrants who have an agenda, and they're going to keep after this until they get it. You know, Al Waddell, who I've talked to many times about this, he sent me a thing. He says, I'm afraid they fell into a trap in terms of the jurisdiction in which they're trying this. I'll have him on again. We'll talk about this. But when we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what they're doing in L.A. And the response from John MacArthur is classic. Classic. Before we go to break, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We will not be here. That's the only way that we have of funding this operation is the products that we sell there. And I don't have to apologize for the products or the fact that we sell them there. You know, we've got the best products. I take them on a daily basis. I take a big, my wife can tell you, she sets up a big thing of pills every morning that I take. Things like Vasobeat. And we've got that now as part of our sale, our heart and body combo. It's a vasodilator. It's just concentrated beet juice. I take that. I take krill oil. I take fish oil with Prostagard. We've got a lot of these that are on sale right now. I take them on a regular basis, and it makes a big difference, I can tell you, between me and some of my friends who I've seen with some very serious health problems. Not to say that we're all going to live forever, but it makes a big difference to build up your immune system.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil.
ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda, it's The David Knight Show.
I was just saying that Los Angeles County bureaucrats have now dragged this church, Grace Community Church in L.A., John MacArthur's church, back into court for the fourth time to try to stop them from having church services. As the judge noted last week, Los Angeles County simply refuses to accept the reasoned decisions of the California court, writes LifeSiteNews.com. Judge Mitchell Beckloff, who presided over today's hearing, told L.A. County attorneys from the bench on August the 24th, as I see it, Judge Chalfant said no to you, and the Court of Appeals declined to make the order that you requested. So why are you coming back here again? You're wasting my time. They can't take no for an answer. They have an agenda. If only we were as relentless in the pursuit of liberty as the tyrants are to enslave us. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation is no virtue. And unfortunately, we've been too moderate in terms of pursuing justice, and we haven't been radical enough to get our liberty from these people, because they are truly radical, and they are true believers. They have a religion of godverment, as I played you that pastor yesterday talking about that. He said, yeah, these Democrats like Kamala, they see government as God. They see themselves as God, quite frankly. Anyway, this is what Grace Community Church had to say. They said, worship bands appear to take the position that we should lock our doors and force our congregants together to worship the Lord in parking lots, in parks, or perhaps on beaches, but never in any church. From Grace Community Church's perspective, this is nonsensical, and we view it as a direct ban on engaging in the worship which our faith requires. And oh, by the way, you know, when he talks about beaches, the people who met on the beach, they got hassled by the cops there as well. You're not doing this right. Masks and social distancing or whatever, right? They're out there on the beach. No. It isn't anything. It isn't about outdoors. It isn't about anything. They want to shut you down. You can't sing, even with a mask on, even with social distance. Can't sing. He said, the size of our congregation means that there is no place for it to meet outdoors. The summer heat makes meeting outdoors unhealthy and even dangerous. That's right. You know, you want to talk about protecting elderly people? You know, put them outside in the sun? You're going to put masks over their face so they can't breathe at the same time? Our experts have refuted that meeting indoors significantly aids in the spread of the coronavirus, and most principally, Grace Community Church's sanctuary itself is a spiritual refuge for our congregants, a refuge which the county has no right to deprive them. This church is the core of life for thousands, from nursery to seniors. Our church is not an event center. It is a family of lives, who care, who love and care for each other in very intensely and personal ways. So essential to personal well-being that people rushed back as soon as they could. The utter unnecessary deprivation of all of our people by completely shutting down the mutual love and care that sustains our people and all the exigencies and pressures and challenges of life was cruel. After 63 years of sacrificial kindness to our city, to be repeatedly threatened with court-ordered efforts to shut Grace Community Church down when no one is sick. Thousands of people that have been meeting there for over a month in public. Nobody's sick. To shut this down when nobody is sick reveals an inexplicable preference for a mostly harmless virus over the life-enriching and necessary fellowship of the church. That's exactly right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the RNC convention that kicks off. That's right, RNC, it rhymes with DNC. And they have a lot more in common than you would realize. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about the RNC convention as it kicked off, and we had some speakers yesterday. Before I do, real quickly, I want to cover something that was sent to me by an employee of General Motors who wishes to remain anonymous. But he was talking about the mask regulations. He works at General Motors CCA. This is the parts division. He said the division where the work is in a massive warehouse that is completely spread apart from others. Masks, however, are mandatory on the floor while working, usually alone. But you can have them off in the cafeteria in close proximity to other people, LOL. Banners and signs and propaganda are posted everywhere. Toilets, sinks, water fountains taped off. It's epically stupid. But it gets better. There are two surgical masks around our plant, the super places where you can pick them up. Supervisors have a box of masks made by a company called CL, and he sent a picture of it. On the box, it has a full description of the only protection being fluids and not viruses. And you can read it right there. When properly worn, these protective masks may help to reduce the chances of exposure to blood and bodily fluid, but they do not prevent contraction of disease or infection by airborne things, right? It's on the box. I mean, if you'd only read the box that your mask comes in, or if you'd only read the insert on your vaccine, they couldn't pull this stuff on you. Read it and believe it. This is what the people are saying. It's kind of like the test. The guy that invented the test, the PCR test that they're using to identify the continuing crisis, said you can't use it for that. The people who make the masks say you can't use it for this. It might help with blood or bodily fluid exposure, but it's not going to help with airborne stuff. Okay, well, we're going to mandate that you got to wear it for airborne stuff. And oh, by the way, if you wear a mask, that's not good enough for you. Your mask may protect other people. Other people's masks may protect them. That's what the CDC said. That was what was linked to by President Trump when he sent out that email to a supporter saying, I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking you for obedience and patriotism. Put on your mask. And if you don't believe me, go read the guidelines and the recommendations that I'm pushing, I'm hawking, that I'm prostituting myself for from the CDC. Go read those guidelines. Anyway, he said, but it gets better. The masks that they give generic employees at the security gate are manufactured by Kim Soul in China. That's right, in the Hubei province, where Wuhan is the capital. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, but they can. They can. General Motors virtue signals by converting warehouses for masks, all the while buying Chinese masks for employees. And the masks are made down the road from the Wuhan biosafety level 4 lab. Oh, yeah. And General Motors corporate medical doctor Jeffrey Hess used to work for the CDC. If that's not the icing on the cake, I don't know what is. Thank you for sending that. And, you know, when we look at this, I'll just make one more statement about the automobile industry. This article from Zero Hedge, visualizing how much revenue automakers generate every second. Every second. And they show this for all the different, let's see, they've got, how many of them are there here? 19 different major auto manufacturers. And I mean, you know, these are some of the automobile manufacturers that we wouldn't recognize here in the U.S. For the most part, you know, because Geely, although they now own Volvo, and Tata Motors, they now own Land Rover and Jaguar. That's an Indian company. Geely is Chinese. And then things like PSA Group, Peugeot, Citroen, they don't even sell stuff here. But when we look at this, you know, they're making this point how small Tesla is. Look at that graph, that great big blue one up there. That's Volkswagen. They're now the number one, right? And GM has slipped to number five. Volkswagen makes $9,200 per second, every second. $9,200. Toyota, number two, $8,600 every second. Ford, $4,950 every second. Honda, $4,537 every second. GM, $4,351. And Fiat Chrysler after that, $3,856. And then down at the very end is Tesla. They don't make $9,000, $8,000, $5,000, $4,000. They make $780 every second. But guess what? 7% of that is money that's sent to them by the other manufacturers because they get carbon credits sent to them by other auto manufacturers. And that's crony capitalism. Now, the crony capitalism that is rolling out can be seen by what they're projecting here. And you know, when we look at what is happening to the automobile companies, it's a real shame because it's an economic strangling of the of the middle class, not just the automobile companies. Because as Zero Hedge mentions at the very beginning, since their invention, automobiles have been the driving force of the global economy, no pun intended. But our ability to have mobility, our being able to go anywhere that we wanted to go, that was a hallmark of our freedom. In the mid-20th century, when I was born and grew up, I mean, that was your freedom. See the USA in a Chevrolet, or to aspire as a high school student, to get a car as soon as you could, because that was your ticket. Yeah, you get a, you could date, you could get a job to pay for the date, to pay for the car, and you could go wherever you wanted to. That was a big deal. We don't even have the kids today aspire to any of that stuff. Oh, no, no, you know, they don't care about a car. It's just an appliance. There's no romance to it. And they don't really care about freedom, and they don't really care about going anywhere because, you know, it's just all the internet. Just stay on the internet. And who wants to date anymore? You know, because we, you know, we've created this animosity between the sexes and so forth. That's where we are with this. It's really kind of sad to see this. But yeah, 92 million cars were produced last year. Big drop this year because they don't want you to have cars. As a matter of fact, in this, you know, again, pointing out Tesla makes $428 million from selling carbon credits to other car companies that are making more traditional cars. That's crony capitalism. Elon Musk, whose grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was kicked out. That's why he's coming back from South Africa to take over our country. He was a technocrat. He tried to overthrow the democratically elected, representative government in Canada. They kicked him out, put him on trial, actually. And so now he's doing that here. And he's being rewarded for that, right? They help this guy stay in business. 7% of his total revenues for the period. Cadillac and Tesla have both announced that their self-driving capabilities will eventually become a paid subscription service. Oh, who saw that coming? Been talking about this for a long time. I've been talking about it. Eric Peters talks about it when he comes on. They want to rent this to you. They don't want to make cars for you to buy because they don't want you to be independent of them. They want to dominate and control everything that you do. And these people, the reason, you know, Zero Hedge looks at this and they scratch their heads and says, well, what is it with these people buying Tesla stock? And why is their stock worth more than the, you know, market capitalization is higher than all these other companies? That's one of the reasons why they put this chart up here to show how much smaller they are than every other company. And yet, look at the price of their stock. It's sky high. It's more than the market capitalization of the top three or four or five companies. I forget exactly what the numbers are. Because people in Wall Street are buying into their political connections. It's just that simple. They understand what's going on with that. While the middle class is being eradicated and looted from the top, looted from Wall Street, because you see that the Standard & Poor's and the NASDAQ, they're going sky high. Well, you got all these small businesses that are being put out of business. They understand what's going on. And they understand that the UN 2030 agenda is to make sure they're going to control and watch everything you do. So you got BMW claiming it's going to be the first automaker to offer 5G. Mercedes is now going to sell downloadable software packages to enhance your driver's experience. And Cadillac and Tesla are going to have you rent by the ride. You won't own anything. Won't that be nice? Won't that be? That's the plan. You don't own anything. You rent everything. You are their slave on their plantation. More about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric.
It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I got one more thing before we get into the RNC speeches last night. And this is from a listener who sent this email to me. He says, you may want to take a look at this. This is coming out of China, coming out of Shanghai. And they're talking about what it's like to travel. And since China is the model, and they have modeled this, all of these practices that we've seen there, no matter how far over the top. Remember, before this came to America, I'm reporting, hey, look at this. They've got drones that they're using to take people's temperatures and identify people on the street and to follow them, and they're looking at license plates. Oh, it's all happening everywhere now, right? It's happening in America. It's happening big time in Australia, in Melbourne, because they're, you know, in that same state, Victoria, that is tied to the Chinese. And if you want to see how heavy the regulations are, you just take a look at the ties between the politicians in China. You know, people like Fauci. President Fauci and others, their ties with China. And you can kind of get an idea of where the UN 21 and the UN 2030 agendas are going to take us. We can already see. We can see the future in China. China is being brought to you. And so this is what it looks like. And, you know, I look at this. I went through this and I just laughed out loud when I looked at this, because what do you do with this? It is like a dystopian black comedy. It really is. It's so over the top absurd. But let me just read you the article. This is from mp.weixin.qq.com, whatever that organization is. Anyway, it's a Chinese paper in Shanghai. They start out by saying, we've been stuck in the city for too long, and we want to go see something, someplace, someone else. We want to travel. But how do you do that in the era of contact tracing, big data, health history tracking, and ubiquitous QR codes? It's without a doubt more complicated than it used to be. There is no more just hopping on a plane or jumping into a taxi at your destination. Of course, you know, talking about China and you know, around China, you're not going to be hopping in a car, private car. That's one of the reasons why they want to enable Tesla and companies like it to limit your ownership, and therefore limit your mobility, because all these things that they're doing to people at airports, at trains, and at hotels, that will all be done to you when you rent the car by the ride from Tesla or from Cadillac or from whoever has government friends to give them a duopoly, or, you know, they're one of the three companies that are out there doing this. So the airports, first of all, the airports. Well, your temperature will be taken. You'll need a working Chinese phone number and either WeChat or Alipay to scan two essential QR codes before you're allowed to board the plane. The first code is for an online registration of your 14-day travel history with the State Council of China. The system automatically will track your travel history based on data collected by your telecom provider. Because, you know, your phone is your surveillance device, as the NSA bragged about it. We saw that released back in 2013 with Ed Snowden 7 years ago. Been that long. The information came out as Clapper was committing perjury, lying to the Senate and to the American people. We're not tracking you. Then they show that they are. And then they showed that they were laughing and mocking about the fact, oh, look at this. Who would have thought 1984, they show the Apple 1984 commercial, that this, they show Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, that this would become Big Brother and that these idiots would line up to pay for it themselves. And so, you know, you'll be tracked here in America just like they are tracked in China now. As a matter of fact, my my wife said, yeah, I sent this article to you this morning, and it was stopped by my Apple Mail. It said, we don't like the address of this website that this is on, and we're not going to deliver your mail. How's that for some new tyranny coming from Tim Cook? Coming from Tim Cook. Anyway, so it'll automatically track your travel history based on data collected by your telecom provider. The second code is for registering a health code with the government of your travel destination. This is at the airport. If, for example, you're going to Kunming, you'll need the Kunming or the Yunnan health code. A Sushinma won't be enough. I think that is their code. They give you like a green, yellow, or red code. I'm not sure, but I think that's what that is. For that, you'll need to provide a detailed address on your intended lodging. This QR code is usually printed and posted on a board in front of the check-in counter. Then the last essential step. Save screenshots of both. You will need to present them multiple times. This is what it's going to be like to travel in America, because this is what's already happened in China. And our bureaucrats and our politicians, Republican and Democrat, are doing everything that the Chinese are. They're the test site for all this. And then they quickly are now rolling it out in just a matter of weeks to us. Depending on where you're going, it's likely that you'll be asked to scan another QR code and fill in a registration form for the aviation bureaucrats. They call it the Aviation Bureau. When returning to Shanghai, you don't need to present your Sushima. Instead, you register by scanning a different QR code at the exit. Then you receive a text message which will show to the airport staff before you can go to baggage claim. In a word, it's confusing. And the procedures may change every day. They may have changed in the 10 minutes since you started reading this. If in doubt, just scan whatever code the staff tells you to do. And if you're trying to stay off the grid, stay on the couch for the moment. In other words, stay home. Don't travel if you want to try to stay off the grid. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to lock you down. You're not going to travel anywhere. Trains, not much different. Foreign passport holders are allowed to purchase train tickets from the Railway Bureau, but you got to scan a QR code. You got to get a local health code on arrival and a complete health declaration form and blah, blah, blah. And it's unclear whether you need to complete the online registration for your 14-day travel history. They don't know. They're making this stuff up on a daily basis. And then the hotels. Chinese cities don't require 14-day quarantine anymore, as long as your health code shows green. But not every hotel will accept a guest with a foreign passport. So always, always, always call ahead and check before you book your room. Here are some things that the hotels may look for. An original letter of proof that you finished an enforced quarantine and a hard copy of your nucleic acid test. You got to pass the acid test. You got to have a green Sushima. I think that's, again, the code, red, yellow, or green. And you got to have a green local health code. And you got to have completion of your 14-day travel history registration via the QR code at the front desk. And then they go down the various regions and cities that you may want to go to or not. Hangzhou, well, this might be an option. Mogenshan, well, triple check. You have to look, do some homework on this. Another one, Huangshang, oh, save that one for later. Wuyang, well, probably. Nanjing, policies are inconsistent. Unless you've got business there, it seems better to hold off. Beijing, avoid this. The city is still under first-level public health emergency and regulations are heavy. Shenzhen, well, this one seems to be a toss-up for those who are visiting. Guangzhou, mixed response. One hotel told us foreign passport holders may have to stay at a government-designated hotel, but they wouldn't tell us which one. Because, you know, that's the way bureaucracies work. And that's just like it worked in Stasi East Germany. Hong Kong, oh, that's a no-go. You'll have to quarantine for 14 days if you're even allowed in, so forget it. This is what we have to look forward to, folks. And, of course, we already have Governor Cuomo, you know, banning virtually every traveler from every state from coming into New York, where he did the hardest lockdown, where he claims he has the most number of people dying, but we couldn't see anybody in the hospitals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days. so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
RNC begins, and it rhymes with DNC in more ways than you can imagine. We had last night the Republicans, as they kicked off their convention, they had a small business owner from Montana, Tanya Weinreis, owner of Mountain Mud Espresso in Billings, Montana. She said, if the Republicans hadn't come to the rescue with a paycheck protection loan, praise God, it's been a lifesaver. My company was one of the first to receive a PPP. Not only were we able to keep every single employee, but we've been hiring weekly ever since. Well, isn't that nice? Problem is that you've now become dependent on a government program to save you. So they're not going to talk about ending the lockdown. They're not going to expose the fraud of this thing. In other words, they're going to present themselves as your saviors. Oh, look, the virus shut you down. It's the Chinese plan. And they've been planning this. It's a UN Chinese plan. They've been planning this for decades. They've been laying the legal, quote unquote, legal framework for this for decades. They've been holding annual training seminars. It's not just Event 201. I mean, as soon as everybody picked up on that, I said, wait a minute. This has been going on an annual basis. And here's one from 6 years ago. I played that for you. It's the same script. They've been training these people. You got to have everybody died because you weren't draconian enough and you didn't rush the vaccine out without testing it. That's the bottom line of these simulations they've been pushing on people for 20 years. And so now, government's going to save you. And the Republicans are going to give you more money than the Democrats did. How pathetic is that? That's why I said the RNC rhymes with the DNC. The RNC has become worse than the Democrats were when I was growing up. And the Democrats are just full-on Marxist. Full-on Marxists. As Reason points out, the RNC should not be bragging about the Paycheck Protection Program. The PPP has not worked as planned, and one cheery exception does not disprove the rule. Oh, yeah, look, we have one person who's happy about this. One person who got her business saved. Well, tell that to the 62% of other restaurants that have been closed permanently. Tell that to the people who are threatened with jail because they opened up their gym or their salon. Some of them have been jailed. Some of them have had their licenses pulled because the Republican Party doesn't support liberty or basic human rights enshrined and protected by the Constitution that they swore to uphold. They're not going to push to get the government laws off of your neck. They're going to let the government kneel on your neck until you can't breathe anymore. I'm just so disgusted with the politics that I see now. And as I point out here, that in terms of saving people's jobs, the program spent vastly more money than the number of jobs that it saved, even from a pragmatic standpoint. Forget about the principles about individual liberty and freedom. And the idea that you're going to lock people in jail like that prison guard, retired prison guard, veteran, was talking about in Idaho. He said, we didn't commit any crimes. You don't have the right to lock us up. And you're going to now send us a tip, a little bit of a tip? Oh, yeah, here's your little stimulus check. $1,200, that tied you over for a couple of months from Steve Mnuchin. Is that good? You like that? You like your universal basic income? You like communism? You're going to get it good and hard. And it doesn't matter whether it's going to come from the Republicans or the Democrats. You're going to have to take this back at the local level. That's why I began Republican states where they're fighting the Republican governors and the Republican legislators for their freedoms. That's what it's come to. That's what it's come to. This pathetic convention. They spent a lot more. It did not cause a sharp increase in employment that would have been commensurate with the nearly $600 billion that was spent. We spent more than $670 billion on this program. Most of it did not go to saving people's paychecks. You know where it went? It went to the stock market. It went to Wall Street. It went to the hedge fund managers. It went to the big national chains. It went to the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's while they made Main Street poor. More than half of the businesses will not be opening up already. And they're going to keep this thing going because they want to make it 100%, as close to 100% as they can. You have a black Democrat Georgia lawmaker get up and say the Democrats don't want blacks to leave the mental plantation. He wants black people to become independent thinkers. I do too. I want white people to become independent thinkers. Don't be taken captive by any political party. Come on. It is a plantation mentality. And you know what they did on the plantation? Oh, they'd have the slaves line up on, happy days, a holiday or something. You'd have the big pork barrel there. And you could all line up and stick your hand in there and grab yourself a piece of pork. We call that the stimulus program now, or the paycheck protection program now. It says, I'm a man of color. I'm a lifelong Democrat, too. And you may be wondering, why is a lifelong Democrat speaking at the Republican National Convention? Well, he said the Democrat Party doesn't want black people to leave their mental plantation. Let me tell you something. This is a plant. This technocratic, bureaucratic rule by unelected people is the plantation. And this DNC and RNC convention where they don't even want to have you there anymore. Oh, yeah, it'd be kind of uncomfortable for them, wouldn't it, if you had Republicans doing what they did at the Idaho State House. Get your knees off of our necks. Get your mask regulations off of our faces. Stop imprisoning us. You wouldn't want to have that at an RNC convention, would you? Oh, yeah, just keep the people away. Let's not do that. Now, let's pretend that we're all free and happy because, you know, rah, 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 it's Republicans. Republicans have the White House and they have the Senate and they haven't done a damn thing about any of this stuff. Not a damn thing. You pathetic whores of big pharmaceutical companies. And then you have Nikki Haley, probably about the only person of the neocon wing who is still, she's going against the grain. She's really smart and very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. This veteran liar here, Nikki Haley. And so she's going the other direction. She's going to play nice with the Trump supporters, hoping that she can get their support and then, you know, get in as a neocon. So she's not, she's one of the few of the neocons that haven't gone over to Joe Biden. Yeah, Democrats always blame America first. Well, what have you done for America's freedoms, Nikki? You ever read the Constitution? Do you know what our history is about? Jim Jordan. I like Jim Jordan. He's very articulate and he's pointed out a lot of things. But, you know, when he says the Democrats are hypocrites because they won't let you go to school, but they will let you go loot. I've got to ask Jim Jordan. Jim, where do you think the looters on the streets, these Antifa, BLM, racist, where do you think they were trained? Was it maybe at the schools that you want to open up so badly? Was it maybe at the schools that conservatives thought at the beginning of the century, they thought, this is going to be how we are going to train people to do what we want. And guess who's taken over the schools? The left has. So, yeah, you don't want to let people go to school. He says the liberals don't want to let them go to school, but they'll let them go loot. The schools are making the looters, Jim. Keep the schools closed. Open up the rest of society. We don't need any more people like the Antifa Marxists that are being trained in school. When we come back, we're going to take a look at virtual truancy and virtual tyranny. And how that is rolling out against our families. Oh, yeah, it's not enough. Now that, you know, you are doing education at home, that's an opportunity for them to use CPS against you to take your kids. Take your kids. And guess where it's going? It's going for the poor people, the black people who don't have the legal resources to defend themselves, like Dwight Mitchell was pointing out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm going to say something right now. It is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times,
The Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You got to get that vaccination because, you know, racism is on the rise. That cover, this song, though, these guys are prescient, weren't they? You know, Tower of Power. Got to get a soul vaccination because, you know, you might have that white skin privilege. And so you got to get a vaccine against that. Just got to get a vaccine. I mean, come on, you know, we got to rush these things out. Operation Warp Speed. Everybody, get in line. Got to roll up your sleeve because we're going to, you ain't got it. You might have the disease, right? We don't know. Everybody's got the disease. So you're going to have to take that soul vaccination. Any vaccination that Gates says, you got to take it. Folks, I want to go back and talk a little bit about the cultural nuggets and what the RNC had to say about schooling, about virtual truancy and virtual tyranny that is rolling out here. I got all that to cover here in this last segment. I'm going to try to get as much of it as I can. I want to tell you before I get into that, I want to tell you about the products that support this program. And support your health. Because quite frankly, you know, when I travel, and this is one of the good things about travel, I've not taken a vacation since I took off last fall. Got sick when I did that because I didn't take myself. I've got so many supplements from InfoWars that I take. I didn't take them with me. And when I didn't take them with me, I got sick. got sick on a cruise, and I was very sick. I don't know if I got the bug. I might have gotten that soul virus that's going around, you know, because I didn't didn't get the shot. They didn't have a shot, but I might have had COVID. Who knows? What I had was pretty bad. And when I take the supplements, I don't get sick. The only time I get sick anymore, because I take these supplements on a regular basis, is when I travel and I don't take the stuff with me. You'd think I'd learn. But since they've got me locked down, I can't go anywhere, even to the grocery store. I don't have to worry about that now. And I've got my vitamin D that I get. I get vitamin D by going outside and standing in my yard and driving with a top down occasionally. Except it's so hot now, I don't want to in many cases. But nevertheless, things like Extendawise and VasoBeet. VasoBeet, it is concentrated beet juice, and it acts as a vasodilator. See, that's a win-win situation. You got something that is safe, it's effective, and it's affordable. Now, 50% off as part of the heart and body combo at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 33% off. Krill oil, 17% off. I take those on a regular basis as well. You know, was, because I was looking at having some surgery done, they were saying, you got to get off of krill oil and fish oil because they thin your blood. And it's like, oh, well, I'd rather take natural stuff like fish oil than to take some pharmaceutical thing that's going to thin my blood. You know, so I stopped taking the other blood thinners and I take that stuff. So that's my decision. But we have a lot of natural, safe, natural products. Nutraceuticals, things made from food, but, you know, concentrated like the VasoBeet. And they are 50, 60% off right now. We got Everyday Essentials sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget our storable food now. We've now virtually caught up. We've about a 1 week out in terms of placing your order and being able to get the stuff. And this is all going to get a lot worse, regardless of what happens with the election. We all know that. They've built up a situation now so that whatever happens with the election, one side or the other is going to believe that the election was stolen. And then, of course, the issues of the lockdown are not going to go away either. And so one side is not going to be very happy about that. That's the side that I'm on. The other side, the Marxists, are going to be out in the streets because they're not going to be very happy. Things are not going to be very happy. And it's also going to be difficult for you to shop. So make sure that you, if you're going to buy stuff online, buy it from us instead of from Amazon, because you'll support independent free press at the same time instead of supporting the world's richest technocrat, Jeff Bezos. All right, speaking of food, InfoWarsStore.com. KFC has now dropped their slogan that they've had for 64 years. Finger licking good. They got to stop saying that because you don't want to talk about licking your fingers anymore because of the COVID-19 superstitions. That's right. No, I still lick my fingers, actually. I lick my fingers. I drive with the top down, the windows down. I walk around without a mask. You'd think I'd be dead by now. I'm like Snake Plissken. You know, I thought you were dead. You know, you don't wear a mask. You don't do any of these restrictions. You lick your fingers when you eat chicken, all this stuff. And then in Thailand, they have a new program. They call it Chefs Behind Bars. Which is, how do you know that's any different from life that we have it under lockdown, right? Well, they're going to set up a thing in a high-security prison. They want these prisoners to, learn a skill. So they're going to teach them how to cook, and then they'll let people go into the prison to eat. Except that's not really a different experience than you're getting right now in the regular restaurants. You know, you've got to have the cone of shame on your head, you know, the governor of Maine dictating that. You know, the servers will have the shields that go up. It's a cone of shame and so forth. How do we know? I mean, it is. We are chefs behind bars. We have restaurants who are now closed down. Waitresses and waiters who are having to wear cones of shame. I mean, it's not satire. It's a real thing. Chefs behind bars in Thailand. But you can't catch up to the absurdity of reality. Speaking of absurdity, and speaking of why this kind of stuff is happening to us, by the way, Gucci has a fashion show. How did they have a fashion show with all this stuff going on? I mean, everybody's going to die. Oh, but it's okay, because it's a transgender fashion show. So we will make an exception for them. And so Gucci is dressing men like little girls in a emasculated male fashion show, reports LifeSite. One model even wore a shirt with the word impotent emblazoned across his chest. Fashion leader Gucci revealed his fully feminized, emasculated clothing creations for men during Milan's Fashion Week earlier this year, dressing young, mostly male models in outfits that ape the clothing of little girls and homeless women. So maybe this happened. They don't have a date for this. Maybe this is an article that just came out. Maybe it happened before the lockdown. I don't know. Maybe that's why we had the lockdown. Maybe it's God's judgment on our Sodom and Gomorrah West. And I'm serious. The deconstruction of masculinity, he said, through which he hoped to hint at non-toxic alternatives and the positivity of being strange, according to Vogue magazine. An assault on masculinity. So you got the guy with the impotent emblazoned across his chest. Another young man wore a pink knitted sweater with the French term for endearment, my little cabbage, written in baby blue. And this quote from Gucci. In a patriarchal society, masculine gender identity is often molded by violently toxic stereotypes. A dominant, winning, oppressive masculinity model is imposed on babies at birth. So this is... there you go. So we got to get rid of that. That's what they're focused on. And as LifeSide also points out, COVID has not slowed the transgender movement, closing its iron grip on America. You know, we had the Supreme Court decision that Neil Gorsuch led as the replacement for Scalia, the Bostock decision. It's already being made manifest by a federal judge who has now blocked the Trump administration's rule protecting the freedom of conscience for physicians one day before that rule was supposed to go into effect. So you've got the unelected Supreme Court that is blocking the rules that are being put out by the unelected bureaucrats. And again, in this particular case, I like that rule. I don't like the way our country is being run, however. We should not be run by rules coming out of bureaucrats and then decided on by the unelected Supreme Court. But that's where we are right now. The rule would have protected doctors from having to participate in procedures or surgeries they're morally opposed to, such as abortion or transgender surgery. U.S. District Court Judge Frederick Block, accurately named, claimed that the rule violated Gorsuch's trans rights ruling in June, and so we're going to see many more rulings referencing Bostock in the next few years. So this happened this month in August. Also in August, we had a federal judge has ruled that the state of Idaho cannot ban transgender athletes from women's sports teams. So that's the beginning of the end for female sports. So I thought we were supposed to stop the patriarchy. It's just, I don't know. I guess when we look at this, and I don't have time to go into this poll from Scotland to show you how this has all shifted. But like I said, you know, when the Republicans say, well, look, they've locked down the schools, but they let the looters run loose. The schools are the basis of where this kind of stuff is being sold. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to lock them down. We need to have parents start to pay attention to what their kids are being taught. And they're freaking out that parents are seeing that. Well, that's all the time we've got for the program today. More tomorrow. Thanks for listening.